text. Hallmark Channel presents. Title: Christmas Waltz. A silhouette of two dancers does an elegant waltz as animated snowflakes fall. The dance becomes balletic. The man lifts and spins the woman. The dancers waltz in and out of hanging stage lights. Text: A waltz production and Egg Studios production. Lacey Chabert, Will Kemp, Katrina Reynolds, Julia Harnett, Jeremy Gilbout, JT Church, Beatrice King, Laura Soltis. Music by Graham Coleman. Choreography by Jean-Marc Anneru. Editors: Adam Collins, Sandra Nash. Production designer: Brian Davey. Produced by Robert Leikar, Gary Shortle. The same dance transitions to a video on a laptop labeled Ballroom Waltz Competition. A woman watches the video smiling in her office. A woman enters.
That is what I want my wedding dance to look like.
A little something to fill your weekend.
How many files?
I didn't count.
All right, well, I am off to pick out a wedding cake with David.
Oh, that's a healthy lunch.
You grab me a celery juice, I'll bring you back a slice.
Deal.
She puts on a coat and exits into a hallway.
Hi, Bob. Avery, how's the Farberman paperwork coming?
It's finished.
I had a schedule. Excellent.
It's ready to send in unless you want to make any last-minute changes.
I'm good if you're good.
Great.
Great.
Have a great lunch. Thank you.
Avery walks out of the office. A downtown cityscape. An outdoor skating rink. Avery sits tasting a series of cakes.
So the first one had lemon zest and raspberry filling. And now which one is this?
Holiday Forest.
Oh, I'm at this cake thing. Thank you.
That's pretty yummy.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm still leaning towards the nutcracker one.
I know.
David, which one do you like?
Let's figure that out.
Honey, a thumbs up doesn't work in this situation.
I gotta go.
David hangs up his cell phone and sits.
What'd I miss?
Cake choices. We have Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Nutcracker, or Holiday Forest.
Avery and David both answer phones.
What? Hi.
No,
yeah, no, I already signed the contract.
Before the period, there's
of course,
a penalty.
I can do that.
Okay, I'll call you back.
All right, bye.
They hang up.
You're a very busy couple.
Very.
And the wedding is December 20th?
Yep.
24 days.
It's coming up quick.
We wanted a storybook Christmas wedding. It's my childhood dream come true.
How wonderful. So, which cake fits your vision for the big day?
Oh, you pick.
You know what? Let's go with the Nutcracker one.
Excellent choice.
Oh, could I have a piece to go?
Oh, yeah, we'll wrap one up for you.
Thank you.
They exit the bakery onto the sidewalk.
You know, I'm glad we scheduled this during our lunch break so we could do this together.
Hey, you took a business call too.
David, we're choosing our wedding cake and you hardly even looked at them. And you do like the Nutcracker cake, right?
It was a little glittery. I thought the forest one was more subtle.
Well, why didn't you say something? Do you want to go back in and change it?
No, it's fine.
Are you okay today? You just seem edgy.
Sorry, yeah, something came up at the office. I actually wanted to talk to you about it, but I gotta run back to work.
Yeah, me too. Oh, did you book the ballroom lessons for the wedding dance? You forgot.
Can we talk about it tonight?
Yeah, you know what, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Okay, I gotta go. I'll see you at dinner.
He kisses her lightly on the cheek and walks off. She turns and walks the other way. Avery returns to her office and hangs up her coat.
How's the cake?
You tell me.
Oh, the florist called. Asked if they could deliver the bridal bouquet samples to your apartment over the weekend.
Yeah, that's fine. Can you ask my doorman to just bring them up to my place if I'm not there?
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna enjoy my 3-minute lunch.
Okay.
Avery sits at her desk. The video of the dance is still on her laptop screen. She dials on her cell phone.
Hello, thanks for calling Flurry Dance Studio. You leave us your name and number, we'll call you right back.
She hangs up. Later, at night, Avery arrives at an office building by taxi. She notices a human silhouette behind a curtain on an upper floor. Another person enters the silhouette, and the two figures dance gracefully. She enters the building, labeled Flurry Dance. A reception desk is empty.
Hello?
A young child appears and approaches the desk.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you want to buy tickets to the Christmas waltz?
That sounds great, but I was interested in dance lessons for me and my fiancé. You know, I tried calling a few times, but no one answered. Is there someone I could talk to, or...?
Yeah, you could talk to me.
Oh. Okay.
We are having a super mega Christmas dance series discount.
Oh, wow, and what is that?
So it's 10 private lessons for an amazing low price, plus a free half-hour evaluation.
You know, 10 lessons. I was kind of hoping for something a little more fast-tracked. You know, maybe 2 or 3 at the most.
I mean, it's your wedding dance. People are going to be videoing you, and they'll post it everywhere.
Oh.
It has to be awesome.
You're right. You know what? I never thought about that. It really does need to be special.
Yeah, and special takes lots of practice.
Oh, I'd listen to him if I were you.
A man enters.
You'll want 10 lessons, minimum.
That will get you maximum results.
It will, huh?
Absolutely, because we have the best teachers in town, like my mom.
She'll have you dancing like a pro in no time.
The man nods at the boy.
All right, well, I think you guys have me sold.
You won't be sorry.
See you later?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the tip.
Pleasure.
The man exits.
Welcome to Flurry Dance.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Me too. You were my first sale.
Avery smiles. Evening downtown. David enters a busy upscale restaurant and sits at a table where Avery is already sitting.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. So I got the ballroom lessons. I'm so excited. We start tomorrow night. I just sent you the contact.
Avery, I need to talk to you about something.
Is everything okay? You seem kind of serious.
You know how they offered me that position of heading up the new financial branch in Boston?
Yes, and you said you weren't going to take it.
Well, I've been rethinking that decision.
David, why would you be rethinking that now?
I just don't know if I'll get another shot like this. It's an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, but our lives are all planned out here in New York. I can't just pick up and move to Boston. You took the job, didn't you?
They're flying me out to Boston tomorrow, and I would have to relocate shortly after.
And what about our wedding?
We're gonna just have to put a pin in it.
Put a pin in our wedding? David, who says that?
Okay, that didn't come out right. But you have to admit, you knew all the stuff I had going on at work, and you insisted on setting a date.
Because that's what engaged people do, and you've always known that I wanted a Christmas wedding.
I'm just asking if we can push pause, so...
So that what? You can decide if you actually want to marry me? Did you take the job to get out of the wedding?
Avery, not get out of it. Just table it.
Right. Yeah. Wow. I'm not gonna just sit here while you decide. So,
yeah, you know what? I'll make it easy. Why don't you just, let's just say the wedding is off the table. Excuse me.
She wipes her eyes, picks up her purse, and leaves. Avery enters an apartment. A gift on the counter is wrapped and labeled David and Avery. She sits at the counter and looks wistfully at several identically wrapped packages. She takes one gift and opens the envelope, reading the card.
Wishing you and David a lifetime of happiness.
She puts down the card and opens the box. She removes a crystal bowl and puts it down, noticing the engagement ring on her finger. She removes the ring and places it into the bowl. Later, at a coffee shop, Avery sits with a friend.
David just took the job? No discussion?
No, we discussed it, but he just changed his mind. I mean, I can't believe he would ask me to make such a huge shift in my life. He's always been so solid and steady. I just feel blindsided.
Well, of course you do.
I just wish I could have seen it coming, you know? Then I could have preempted it.
Hey, you can't preempt life. You have to take it as it comes.
And who knows? Maybe this change will lead you to something better. You make the right decision.
Well, he made it for me.
She lifts her phone.
David and I have a ballroom lesson in an hour for our wedding dance.
Oh, Avery, this is awful.
Do you mind if I just call and cancel?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, thanks for calling for Dance.
I am voicemail. Big shocker. I'll just stop by on my way home. Hopefully they give refunds.
Hey, you're going to be okay.
Of course I will. I'm here for you. Thank you.
Outside, it's snowing. A taxi pulls up to Flurry Dance. Avery enters. Avery wanders the hallway, then enters a studio. The man she met is sitting changing his shoes.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're not? Just waiting for my class. Are you looking for someone?
Yes, the owner. They never answer the phone around here. It's like they've never heard of a virtual receptionist.
Oh, it's a good idea. I should look into it.
Wait, you're the owner. You let me think you were a student.
It was Nicky's first sale. I wanted to help him out.
Well, unfortunately, I'm here to, I have to cancel. It's under Avery and David.
Wedding dance?
Yes. I think we were scheduled with your wife.
I don't have a wife. You mean Alina. She's my head teacher and probably the closest thing I have to a sister. Anyway, we usually ask for 24 hours notice. But because you're new, I'll let it slide this time.
When would you guys like to reschedule for?
No, I need to cancel the whole series.
Oh, that's a different story. May I ask why?
Personal reasons. There is no wedding, so... there is no dance.
Could always keep the lessons. Don't need to bring a partner. You can dance for yourself.
Really, I have a very demanding job that keeps me super busy. I don't have extra time in my life to dance just for me.
Well, that's a shame. I think you'd be surprised how it can lift your spirits.
Not me. No, dancing doesn't come naturally.
But you have naturally fluid movement. I could tell by the way you walked into the room.
You are very observant.
It's my job.
I did actually dance as a kid.
So what happened?
I don't know. I stopped. Listen, if you don't want to give me the refund, I understand. But...
No, you're fine. But you do know that the evaluation is free. So take a chance. You never know, you might surprise yourself.
Yeah, I think I've had enough surprises lately. Thanks anyway.
Avery exits as two adults enter the room.
Okay, you two.
The owner watches her leave, then beckons the two adults. Elsewhere, a waiter escorts Avery upstairs to a table where an older couple sits.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hey.
Sweetie. Darling, how are you doing?
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
So, any new developments? Have you spoken to David's family yet?
No, but I'm sure they've heard all about it. Dad, I hope you can get your deposit back from the Carlisle Hotel.
Well, let's not be hasty. You know, it's quite common for grooms to get cold feet.
Yeah.
You can talk this out with David.
We have talked.
Sweetheart, how can we help?
I don't know. I mean, there was always this clear path, you know, for my future. Getting into a great Ivy League school, passing the bar, land a great job, and then the only thing left was marriage to a solid guy from a good family.
You'll just have to make a new plan.
Yeah, but what is that?
A woman with a child enters. The child wears a tutu. Avery watches the child spin.
Do you remember when I danced when I was little?
Why do you ask?
I was just thinking about it. Why did I stop?
Well, honey, you weren't exactly a natural. We thought it best to put you in other activities that you excelled at.
Yeah, but I remember it being so much fun. I mean, it didn't matter if I was good.
I mean, you had a full plate with your academic schedule. You had to make some sacrifices, and it served you well. Look where you are now.
You're right.
I should order.
Mm-hmm.
Avery looks at the child in the tutu, who is smiling as she lifts her fork. A taxi pulls up to the Fleury studio, and Avery gets out. She takes a breath and enters. She enters and wanders the hallways, finding the owner.
Hello.
You came back.
I was wondering if I could redeem those 10 lessons after all.
I thought you were busy.
I'm gonna make the time. One second. Excuse me.
She answers her phone.
Hi, this is Avery. Oh, yes, absolutely, I'll work on that tonight. Okay. Sorry. So when is your next opening? I mean, I would have called, but...
No one answers?
Right.
You could leave a message.
It's just not an efficient way to run a business.
We do just fine, thank you. Little trade secret, no dance studio ever answers their phones. We're too busy dancing or teaching.
It's not very efficient.
I can take you in an hour. Efficient enough for you?
Yes. Yes, I will grab a coffee and see you then.
Avery turns and exits. Later, in the studio, the owner instructs a man as he does an elaborate cha-cha.
Travel the cha-cha. Good, good. Through. And finish. Great. It's really good. Just remember the posture at the end. The travel was great. I've got nothing else.
Thank you.
You did a really good job. I'll see you next time.
The man exits as Avery enters.
All right. I have had a double espresso. I am wired and ready.
You can't dance in those.
What do you mean? I walk all over Manhattan in these shoes.
Well, that's walking, not dancing. There should be some practice shoes in the Lost and Found. Go and see if any of those fit you.
You want me to wear someone's sweaty dance shoes?
Well, you're welcome to put socks on.
Oh, you mean the extra socks I carry in my clutch?
He takes a pair of socks out of his bag.
Here, you can borrow mine.
Are these clean?
In the closet, she finds a pair of shoes and returns to the dance room, wearing the socks and shoes.
Happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to learn the waltz, I presume?
Sure.
Okay, well, we're going to start with the box step.
Right. Oh, I think I remember that.
Great, good. Okay, well, the follower starts with the right foot, back, side, together, and then left side, together. And repeat, back.
Who's the follower?
You are.
Why am I the follower?
Because I lead.
Why? Because you're the guy?
No. If you want to lead, I'm fine with that. It takes longer to learn, and you said you were busy, but by all means, lead away.
They switch places.
Okay. I'm gonna be the follower.
Thank you. Let's try dancing together, shall we?
He returns to his original position.
Take my hand.
He offers his hand in waltz pose.
Good, I'm just gonna come in here.
He puts his hand around her waist.
Right. Good, this is your frame, okay? Keep your frame, okay? Up. And not too stiff.
Well, you said keep my frame.
Yes, but you're like a corpse.
I'm not.
Don't argue with the teacher. Up. Don't anticipate. You don't move until I do.
Okay.
Head to left.
But I can't see.
I'm watching for us.
And I'm the one going backwards.
Do you trust me or not?
Yes. It's just that if I'm going to do this, I want to do it well.
And you will. Again. Head to left. And.
She missteps.
Wait, no.
Sorry, the wrong...
It's okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, no, it's fine. Ouch.
It's, sorry. I can't. I'm a mess. I mean, I'm rigid when I should be soft. I'm anticipating. I'm not waiting. And my head's in the wrong direction.
It's not about being perfect. In fact, it has nothing to do with that at all.
Sorry. I don't know what I was expecting.
She flushes and waves at her face.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
I'm fine. I just need a second. I'm sorry. I'm just, wow. I don't know where all this emotion is coming from. Oh, I'm
crying in front of a total stranger, and I'm just mortified. I'm gonna go.
Avery, come on. Don't give up.
I don't give up on anything. But this is an elective activity, and I just, I don't do failure as a hobby, so thank you so much for trying.
She gathers her coat and walks out. Later that evening, she re-enters her apartment. On her counter are now flower bouquets.
Of course, they're perfect.
She picks one up, staring at it. She turns to the mirror. Seeing her reflection, she poses. She looks down and notices she's still wearing the studio's shoes and socks. She leaves. Daytime, she enters her office.
Abrams and Associates, please hold.
Avery, I'm so sorry about David.
Thank you, but if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about it. Let's just focus on work.
Hey. Great. Morning, Avery. Your 10 o'clock is going to be late, so I moved your conference call to 11, and Bob asked you to pick out the company Christmas card. The choices are on the desk. Anything else?
Yes. Would you messenger this to David at his office,
please? She gives a ring box.
Done.
Thank you.
The assistant exits. Avery notices a picture on her cabinet of she and David smiling together. She lifts it, looks at it, then puts it into a drawer. Later, at home, her friend arrives with a tree.
Merry Christmas! Yes, that is the smile I wanted to see.
Wait, what is this?
I'm bringing you some Christmas cheer.
Oh, how did you even get this up here?
A wonderful doorman. Here, help me get it inside.
Let's put it by the window. It's a really good tree, Molly. And I am an expert. I mean, I was always in charge of picking out the Christmas tree growing up.
Aw, my parents never trusted us kids to pick out the tree.
Yeah, well, that's one of the perks that comes along with being an only child.
So how was work today?
They were a little weird. Darna's the only one who knows, and she's kind of tiptoeing around trying to stay out of harm's way.
Smart girl.
I had her send David's ring back.
You did? That's good. Now you have closure.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, did you manage to get the refund from that dance school?
You know what? I decided to take the lessons anyway. I took my first one last night.
Really? Was it fun?
No, I ended up walking out.
Seriously? You are going back, right?
Oh, no. It was an epic fail.
Failing's just a part of the learning process. Doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel.
Do you think I should go back and apologize?
Why? How bad were you?
I was, a little difficult. I started bossing him around, and I got frustrated and upset, and I started crying. I mean, it was a mess.
Yeah, an apology sounds like a good idea.
All right. I mean, it's not like I know his schedule.
Just pop over there for an impromptu chat. You know, sometimes life can throw you a curve, and there's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta roll with it. See where it leads.
All right, fine. I'll go there tomorrow. Okay. Do you want to spot me while I go up for the crown and glory?
Avery climbs a ladder beside the tree. She puts the star on top. At the studio, Nikki leads Avery down a hallway.
Roman's in here.
I accidentally borrowed these the other night.
Oh, I won't tell.
I'm not interrupting, am I?
No. They're almost done. Come on. I'm here.
They enter the studio. Inside, Roman dances with a partner. Roman spins the partner elaborately. Roman does a lift, raising his partner. Roman lifts and flips his partner, putting her down safely.
So good.
They finish. Roman turns, noticing Avery.
Avery!
Hi, should I wait in the reception? Or?
No, we're finished.
Yeah.
I'm Alina.
Hi, Avery. That was amazing. That last move was outrageous.
Yeah, it's like a flying pretzel.
A work in progress.
So,
What brings you back?
Avery said that she's sorry, and she promises that she'll be a better student.
Oh. Is that true? Did you say that?
I did.
So, you guys cool?
Nikki, come on.
Let's go. Bye.
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 Wow, he is a pretty sharp kid.
He is. Alina is a single mom, so he spends a lot of time here.
What were you guys rehearsing? That was beautiful.
Oh, we're dancing in the Christmas Waltz at the Palace Theatre.
Wow, that sounds like a big deal.
Yes, it's a very prestigious showcase for the studio. Alina was supposed to be dancing with her partner, but he decided to retire, so I'm stepping in.
Nice.
Nikki and the other kids have a number too.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So?
I'm sorry about my dramatic departure the other day. I was trying something new, and it just was a little bit more out of my comfort zone than I expected.
So that's what that was.
Hey, I'm trying here.
I can see that. Was there anything else?
Yes. I was wondering if you would give it another go.
I don't know about that.
But I bought proper ballroom shoes.
Oh, well, that says something. Those are Latin shoes, but,
Oh, that's good. Of course they are.
Come on.
Roman takes her bag and puts it down.
Okay, so, let's pick up where we left off, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, in here, frame, head to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Step back with the right foot, side together. Okay. Yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, sorry. Two. You said right foot. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Can we do it again? Thanks.
You don't move till I move.
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And one. Okay, I don't think this is working.
I know, I'm terrible.
No. It's not you. You're not horrible. I have an idea. Do you know how to ice skate?
No.
Perfect. Change your shoes. We're going out.
Wait, out? Where?
To try a little trust exercise.
She smiles and follows him out. Later, they exit the studio onto the street.
Car is about 5 minutes away.
So I take it you know how to skate?
I'm Russian. We're practically born on skates.
Wait, I get it. I have to rely on you so that I don't fall.
Exactly.
Wait, if you're Russian, why do you have an English accent?
I have an English accent?
You know what? That's it.
She gathers a snowball.
Wait. I went to school in London. I competed in Blackpool. Are you gonna throw that at me?
Yeah.
I have to warn you, I have lightning dancer reflexes, so you won't be able to...
She tosses the snowball at him.
You were in so much trouble.
What? No. No.
Oh, yeah. He gathers a snowball.
Careful, slippery. Careful.
Roman slips and falls.
Are you okay, Roman? Please be okay.
He lifts his head, blinking. Later, a doctor examines him.
Can't see any abnormal eye movements. How's your head feeling?
It hurts.
Not surprising, given the size of the bump on your noggin. How's your vision? Any blurriness? Seeing any stars?
No.
What's your name?
Roman Davidoff.
How's the rest of your body feel?
Fine.
Good. Pull my finger.
Oh.
Bad joke. Here, just give it a little squeeze. Other hand. All right. Let's get you up and see how your balance is.
Okay.
Roman stands. He stops moving and sits back down.
Well, I seem to have forgotten how to stand. Please don't tell anyone I'm supposed to be a ballroom champion.
Your balance should return. I'll let you go as long as your wife promises to keep an eye on you.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. They would only let immediate family in here.
Oh.
Oh, I won't let him out of my sight.
I suggest waking him up after about 6 hours or so. Ask him a few questions. If he's not slurring, he's good to resume normal activities by this time tomorrow.
Okay. All right, then. Then let's go home, Roman.
Oh, anything you say, honey. Mm. Thanks, Doctor. Stay in touch.
The doctor smiles and leaves.
Where do we live?
Brooklyn.
They stumble out slowly. Later, they enter a cobblestone townhouse.
Aw, what a
cute place you have.
Thank you. It's a bit of a mess. I wasn't expecting company.
It's okay. Are you going to be okay? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just...
I know Alina has to take care of Nikki, but do you have someone else you could call to keep an eye on you? Like a friend or a...
Friend?
Yeah, or...
Are you asking me if I have a girlfriend?
Yeah, no, I mean not like that.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh. Okay, well, the doctor said that you needed to be closely monitored, so I will come back first thing in the morning and check on you.
No, that really isn't necessary.
If you don't wake up, who's going to teach me how to dance?
You do know that teaching you to dance is more painful than a concussion.
I don't have a comeback for that. Fine. I'm gonna...
Sure.
Thank you again. I'm sorry about the whole snowball thing.
I guess that my lightning dancer reflexes aren't quite what they used to be.
He stands.
Well, I hope you get some rest. Go to bed.
She goes to the door.
Night.
Good night.
Thanks. He holds the door for her as she exits. Daytime, Avery exits her building carrying a grocery bag and flowers. Inside Roman's house, he rubs his hair and stumbles to the door.
Roman! 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 Hi.
Who are you?
That's not funny. You look okay. Wait, what's your name?
You just yelled it 3 times. In fact, I'm pretty sure they heard you in the North Pole.
Right.
You know, for a lawyer, you're not a very good interrogator.
Okay, fine. Who am I then?
Avery. My wife.
Yes, perfect.
It is very early.
It is. I'm going to make you a coffee.
Oh, no. You're one of those.
What?
A morning person.
All right, so I have some eggs, and I got some power seed rolls, and I also picked up some whole wheat pesto flatbread things because I thought you might seem like a, you know, breakfast wrap kind of a guy. No. Okay, how about an egg sandwich?
You cook?
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. I just thought you were more of a grab-and-go kind of person.
I am, but what kind of nurse would I be if I didn't at least... feed my patient.
She unpacks the groceries.
Okay, so, do you have a toaster?
She toasts the bagels.
Wow. Look at this. I love the reindeer.
Presentation is everything.
I see you found my Christmas tree.
He removes the top half of a small tree figurine. Inside is a Santa doll.
Oh, I didn't realize it opened. Is... there a story behind this?
There is.
He shows the Santa doll.
When I was about 11, that awful age when insecurity starts to creep in, I told my mother that I no longer wanted to be a dancer. It wasn't cool. Well, she didn't challenge me. But on Christmas Day, she gave me this.
Inside the Santa is a snowman.
And she said, these are very special. No two are alike. Just like us.
A small penguin inside.
And we all have our hopes and dreams. And with those comes the worry about what path to take. But all you have to do is look deep inside and ask, who do you want to be?
In the last doll is a smaller tree.
And you didn't quit dance?
No. See, my mother knew that I had to work it out for myself. I love this little tree.
I do too.
The dolls sit in a row.
Oh.
Avery approaches the toaster. The bagels are burned. She makes a bagel sandwich awkwardly.
Thank you.
Don't get too excited.
Oh, this is very kind of you.
He cools his hand as he lifts it to bite.
Good. Crunchy.
I think I overcooked the egg a little bit. Sorry. It looks terrible. Could you just walk for me, please, so I can get to work?
But I'm eating.
No, you really don't have to eat it. Just walk. Go ahead.
Roman pretends to teeter as he walks.
No, can you walk normally?
He picks up a cane and imitates Charlie Chaplin's waddle.
You are impossible. Okay, fine. You pass the balance test.
He poses with the cane.
Okay.
She takes her coat.
Should we reschedule my lesson tonight?
Absolutely not. We are dancing.
Okay.
Every thank you. This was very kind.
You're welcome. See you later.
He holds the door for her as she exits. Avery and Roman meet on the sidewalk.
Perfect timing.
Fancy meeting you here.
Indeed.
They enter as Alina's class is ending.
Good class, you guys.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, just a little bit more work on these rumble walks. There you two are. Roman, I'm mad at you. What were you thinking goofing around on an icy sidewalk? We have a big show in a couple of weeks.
I'm fine, thank you. Ow!
That is a big lump.
Yeah, keep poking it. That'll help.
Don't be such a baby.
Well, stop touching me.
It was my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. Entirely. Okay, we've got work to do. Bye, Alina.
Alina smiles as they exit into a studio. Roman pulls out a gift bag.
This is for you.
You didn't have to do that.
It's an early Christmas present.
Inside the bag is a nesting doll.
Thank you for being so kind. She reminds me of you. Pretty, bright-eyed, and the smile is slightly mischievous.
I love it. Thank you.
You ready?
Yes.
They stand and move to the floor.
But are you sure you're able to dance?
I think I can handle a slow one.
He begins music, and they position into a frame. They begin waltzing together, steadily at first.
Don't look down. I'm here for you. I saw that.
Sorry.
Hold on a second.
He breaks from her and moves to the wall. He turns out some lights.
Now it's harder to see your feet.
Oh, very clever.
They begin dancing again, smoothly and confidently. They waltz around the floor. He pulls her a bit closer, and she rests her head on his shoulder as they dance. They continue waltzing slowly for a moment. Daytime. At Avery's office, a party has begun.
Two thumbs up on the cocoa card, Avery.
Yeah, everyone seems to be enjoying it. Bob, this is for you.
Thanks, this is very jolly.
Oh, I thought the office could use a little Christmas cheer.
Well, I'm about to add to your cheer. I want to put you on the Allegro account.
Really? That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This is big, so...
Oh, I won't let you down.
And we need it done right after Christmas.
You got it.
Frank? Can we go over that amendment?
Yep, coming now.
Congratulations on the account.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
Avery answers her phone.
Roman, hi.
Hello. Not disturbing you, am I?
No, not at all.
Oh, I was just seeing if you were free this weekend.
I'm not sure.
Well, my parents have heard about the angel who nursed their son back to life.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Anyway, they're having a gathering at their house this weekend, and they've asked me to invite you.
That's so sweet. I wouldn't want to intrude, though.
Oh, no, it's a Christmas party, so...
It's ready for signatures.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sounds like you're busy.
You know, could I look at my schedule and let you know tomorrow?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
She hangs up. Later, in line for coffee with Molly.
You said you'd check your schedule? But you know you're available.
I know, but I'm not emotionally.
Oh, is it a date?
No. It sounded very casual.
Then what's the problem?
I don't know.
You're overthinking it. It's a Christmas party. Just go, meet the family, have a good time.
Yeah, but I'm not used to big social family gatherings.
Avery, I know this has been a tough time, but Lauren sounds like a nice guy. You'll go spend a festive evening with some new people. Doesn't have to be any more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
So you'll go?
Yes, I'll go. Hi, can I get a peppermint latte, please?
Me too.
At the dance studio, Roman stands at a mirror practicing moves. Avery enters, watching him. He does an elaborate spin, then sees Avery.
Ah, there she is. My star student.
I brought you a gingerbread cookie.
Oh.
I have to confess, I was going to eat it, but I changed my mind.
Very Christmassy. Thank you.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about your invitation.
Oh, look, I know you're busy. It's fine.
No, I was going to say that I'd love to come.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'd be really fun to meet your family.
Well, that's great. Okay. Remind me what lesson we're on.
This is my fourth.
Okay. How do you feel about learning some new patterns?
Wait, new? No, I can barely keep up with what you've given me.
What are you afraid of exactly?
I don't know.
Okay. Baby steps. Let's begin with what you know, but with a different combination in and out of it. Okay?
They dance slightly differently.
Don't anticipate. That's it.
Time passes. They continue dancing, wearing different clothes. The dancing is more confident and synchronized. Later, in her office elevator, Avery waltzes alone as the doors open. She freezes as two men watch her. The studio, Nikki and Avery dance.
I'm liking the new partner.
So am I.
Back up. That's it. Great.
Nikki separates and does a solo.
Wow.
Excuse me, young man. All right, Baryshnikov, calm down, please.
Impressive. Okay. When am I learning that?
No. Roman cuts in. Time passes, different clothes.
Fantastic. You are getting better and better.
Thank you, Coach.
You still on for my family's party tonight?
Yes, 7 o'clock.
Fantastic. I have to warn you, they can be a little loud.
They continue waltzing. Later, at home, Avery applies makeup in a mirror. She checks her look.
It's gonna be fine.
At a small house, a large gathering is in full swing. Children play. A man plays accordion. Avery enters with flowers. Roman approaches.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, Merry Christmas!
Avery takes it all in.
Wow.
Welcome to the Davidoff family pandemonium. This little monkey here is my nephew. And over there is my nieces and nephew down there. That's extended family. Oh, and over there, that's my father on the accordion. And my brother playing the mandolin.
Oh, here you are.
Merry Christmas, Avery.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Mom, let's get you washed up. Sorry, it's a bit crazy. Come on. Avery!
Hey, how you doing? Nikki, what's going on?
It's 13 days till Christmas. Come on, guys, follow me.
Someone's a bit excited.
I can tell. So do your nieces and nephews also dance?
No, it's too far a commute for them to get to Manhattan. I have been thinking about opening a dance studio here in Brighton Beach.
Oh, that's such a nice idea.
Yeah, I have two teachers ready to go with a built-in client list, and I have an investor interested, but he wants to see a business plan and... No, no.
You know, I could help you with that.
Thank you. Red or white?
White, please.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and
I'm an artist. Expanding a business is a whole other ballgame.
I'm sensing this is definitely a step out of your comfort zone. Is it possible you're...
What?
Are you afraid?
Me? No. Don't look at me like that.
He hands her a glass.
Yeah. To our health.
Cheers.
They drink.
Mm. Come on. My mother wants to meet you.
Oh, here.
Just through there to the kitchen.
They enter the kitchen. A woman is cooking.
Mama!
Oh, that's Roman.
This is Avery.
Hi, Avery. So you're the angel who took such good care of my boy.
No, it was nothing. These are for you.
They're beautiful.
Can I help you do something?
Oh, yes. Come. Okay.
You can stir.
I'm really not a very good cook.
Just go with it. You'll be fine. Mama, what do you need me
to
do?
Turn the meatballs.
Got it. Try the sauce.
Mmm. Oh, wow.
Yum.
She loves your sauce, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
If you're nice to me, I'll sneak you the recipe.
Wow, you would trust me with your family's secret recipe?
Maybe.
Oh, Roman, the cookies.
Stand back.
Do you need this?
Okay. Yep. No, I got this. If you come with me...
He removes a tray from the oven.
Over here? Mm-hmm. Now, sprinkle them with sugar.
Okay.
That one looks like your best you've ever made. Mm.
Sorry.
Angel.
I'm so sorry. I may have put a little too much.
Just give it a good dosing. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah. A reward for a job well done.
Mmm. Man.
Wow.
Bring the pot.
Pot, okay.
Mm. You can bring the cookies.
Okay, absolutely. These are delicious.
Avery lifts the cookie plate. Roman takes a pot. They all enter the living room.
I'll get the other tray.
Elena and Roman stand together.
Mmm, those look good.
It's really nice that you invited Avery. She fits in surprisingly well, don't you think?
I was just thinking that.
Is there something going on between you two?
No, why?
Maybe there should be.
Avery sits with Roman's mom. They chat and smile. Later, Avery and Roman walk on the sidewalk.
That was crazy and amazing.
A little bit different to what you're used to?
Oh, a lot different.
Ah. How many are there in your family?
It's just me and my parents. Yeah. Christmas dinner is always at Tavern on the Green, and then we have a quiet exchange of ridiculously expensive presents at their penthouse.
Just the three of you?
Mm.
You must be close.
We are. Just, I don't feel like they're particularly thrilled with me right now, given the whole wedding fiasco.
So how are you faring in that department?
Better. I'm not feeling like such a failure.
So that's what you're afraid of, failing. What could you possibly fail in, hmm? Life, work, dance?
You don't worry about any of those things?
Are you kidding? I question and doubt myself all the time. What do you say this Christmas we take a holiday from all of that, hmm? Just live in the moment, huh? Like,
yeah.
Like right now, we have music and dance.
He poses.
And
snow. He throws a clump of snow in the air.
All the weather outside is frightful.
He skips down the sidewalk, leaping and dancing.
So delightful. Since we no place to go.
He slides down a short banister.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the fire is slow.
She begins dancing with him.
My dear, we're still goodbye.
They stand on a nearby bench.
So. Let it snow, let it snow, let it
they
snow.
They do a small kick line. They waltz down the street as a passerby watches.
Let it snow.
Roman grabs an umbrella from a vendor.
Let it snow!
Nice moves!
Baby, let it snow!
Roman poses with an umbrella on a street light.
Let it keep on falling down.
They walk off arm in arm.
How much do I owe you, kind sir?
That's all that happens.
A taxi approaches.
your carriage, my lady.
I thought evenings like this only existed in Christmas musicals.
We can always live in our own musical.
Good night.
Good night.
She gets into the cab. Roman watches her drive away. Avery shops with Molly in a toy store.
You seem good.
I am. So where's this Christmas glow coming from?
Does it have anything to do with Roman?
No, it's too soon for that. We're just friends.
Okay, whatever you say.
Molly indicates a scarf.
This looks like your mother.
Oh, that looks exactly like her. You are good.
So have you heard from David at all?
No.
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought him up.
No, it's okay. My parents asked the same thing.
How are they doing with all of this?
We haven't really talked about it very much, but I'm making them dinner this week.
Oh, you're cooking?
Yeah. They're very brave, aren't they? Hi, I'll take this, please.
Okay.
All right, Mom's gift done.
Yay. Do we have time for hot cocoa?
Absolutely. Always time for cocoa.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Avery returns to her office.
Hey.
Hi.
Christmas shopping?
Yep.
I just got word they bumped up the deadline on the Allegra contract to December 18th. Yeah, that's this Friday.
Yeah, I'm just putting it in my calendar right now.
You up for this? I can bring Frank on if you need help.
No, I've got it.
You sure? It's just, you seem a bit distracted lately. I understand you've had a little hiccup in your personal life.
I did, but I'm past that now.
Glad to hear it. All right, I'll let you get back to work.
He exits. Later, she enters the dance studio. Roman is standing at the reception desk.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. Sorry I'm late, just work stuff.
Not a problem. Do me a favor and call the studio number.
What?
Just call the number.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see.
Flurry Dance Studio?
Hello? Is Roman there?
He's teaching at the moment, but I'd be happy to help you. Would you like to book a dance lesson?
You can hang up now. It's fine.
You got a virtual receptionist.
Yep. We sold 2 private lessons and booked out Friday night's group cha-cha, all because of your brilliant idea.
Oh, I'm brilliant, am I?
Definitely.
So what's next?
What do you mean?
With your plans for the Brighton Beach studio.
You're really going to hold me to that, aren't
you? Yes. You push me with my dance, so it's only fair. Have you looked at studios in the area to get an idea of the rental cost?
Not yet.
Well, you should check that out.
I'll think about it. Come on.
They enter the studio. Avery changes shoes.
You were a big hit with my family at the party, by the way.
They were amazing.
I have a favor to ask of you. Alina can't make rehearsals tonight, and I was hoping that you would go through the Christmas waltz number with me.
Do you really think I can handle that?
Of course. You know most of the steps anyway, and it would really help me. In exchange, I can offer you 4 wonderful seats to come and see our show. It's on December 20th. I hope you're available.
December 20th.
What is it?
That was supposed to be my wedding day.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No. How could you have known that? Turns out I'm totally free, and I would love it. In fact, this is a really nice exchange. Thank you.
She walks to the floor.
You ready to try the number?
Yes.
They take their positions and hold.
This is a showdown, so...
He adjusts her chin.
You can look at me.
You said I should look to the left.
You don't have to when you're telling a story.
And what is this story?
We can write it together.
They begin rehearsing. He continues talking her through moves. Later, evening, Avery sits in her office. She walks to her shopping bags and puts on a wool hat. She dances alone as Darna enters.
Everything good?
Yeah. No, it's just, I mean, I have 3 more days until the deadline, so.
Well, I'm going home.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be making dinner. I gotta go.
Good night.
Good night.
Avery rushes out. At her parents' house, she serves Chinese takeout.
Sorry about the takeout. I ran late at work.
I understand. Your career keeps you busy.
Yeah. It's a good thing Dad's not here, because I did promise him a home-cooked meal.
Oh, I actually think it looks good. Oh, did you get my text about our Christmas dinner reservation?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that. Instead of having dinner at Tavern on the Green again, I was hoping maybe we could do something different.
Oh, what do you have in mind?
I don't know, something fun, something with live music or dancing.
Don't you get enough dancing with all those lessons that you're taking? Besides, you know how your father feels about loud music.
I know, but I just thought we could mix it up a little. Okay, how about this? Let's make a deal. We'll do dinner at Tavern on the Green if you guys will come with me Sunday night to Roman's Christmas waltz show.
A waltz show?
It'll be a fun night at the theater.
Well, let me discuss it with your father and I'll get back to you.
You promise?
Yes.
It'll be nice to break out and try something new. Oh, soy sauce.
You seem awfully busy this holiday. How are you fitting this all in?
I mean, it's hectic, but I'm figuring it out.
Well, don't lose sight of the future that you worked so hard for, honey. That's all we ask.
I'm not, I promise.
Avery checks her phone. There's a text from Roman. Can you meet me tomorrow in Brighton Beach? She texts yes with a smile.
All right, let's eat.
Looks good. Smells good.
They sit and serve.
Okay.
Daytime, later, Avery exits a taxi. Roman stands waiting.
Hi.
Hey, what's all this about?
Well, I'm following your advice, and I'm taking a leap into the unknown, starting with spaces to rent for my dance studio expansion.
That's so great.
See, I said it. I'm facing my fears. This building is the first contender. It's a pretty cool space, and the price is right, so I wanted you to be here to see it, as it was your idea.
No. This is all you. I just want to see you realize your dream.
I'm also working on my business plan.
Do you have it with you?
Later. Let's see the space first.
Okay. Yeah.
They enter a building with a for lease sign.
So right now, they're using it for pop-up events. They're having an office Christmas party in here tomorrow. But wait till you see this.
He flips a switch on a console.
Oh, this is magical.
Light streams in, illuminating Christmas decorations, including reindeer and stars.
You know what? This floor's pretty good. You want to try it out?
Absolutely.
He extends a hand, and they waltz. They spin together on the dance floor. He stands on one foot. They separate, and he spins in a pirouette. He kneels and poses.
You're getting pretty good.
Thank you. At least I haven't stepped on your feet in the last week.
Let's try the flying pretzel.
What?
Come on, I'm taking a risk here.
Oh, really? Are you trying to out-negotiate me? I am a lawyer, remember.
Come on, just remember to kick your right leg. Okay, you ready?
No.
She spins in. He lifts her awkwardly as she kicks her legs. He places her on her feet.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Uh-huh. I wasn't ready. You said no.
I know, but I've changed my mind.
You have to give me a signal.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I hit your eye. Did I poke you in the eye?
I think you just grazed it.
Okay. I'm really sorry. No more dancing. Let's look at your business plan.
I didn't mean for you to help me with that.
No, I want to.
You're just going to change it all.
Let me see it. Bring it here.
All right.
He goes to his bag. She spins on the floor. They sit together on the floor, looking at his laptop.
Oh, hang on. Go to the second section there.
I think Nikki might have been inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just...
I knew you were going to change it.
No, just a tweak or two.
Later, at her home, Avery answers her phone.
Hey, Mom.
Sweetheart, you
Your father and I talked it over, and we'd absolutely love to go to the dance show with you.
Really? You would?
Yeah, you're trying something new, and we don't want to discourage that.
You know what? I'll drop the tickets off with your doorman.
Sounds great.
All right? Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
She hangs up smiling. Later, at the office, she enters her office. David is inside. Her desk is covered in flowers.
David, what are you doing here?
I've been trying to reach you.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize my ringer was off.
Yeah, I came by your place yesterday, but the doorman said you were out. Where were you? Sorry, I don't have the right to ask you that.
I was out helping a friend.
A friend?
He's actually my ballroom instructor. I'm taking the dance classes I got for our wedding dance.
Dance classes? That's a bit unusual for you.
Not really. I did dance as a kid.
I didn't know that.
David, this isn't a good time for a conversation.
I know. I'm sorry to bother you here.
I mean, what's going on? I haven't heard from you in weeks.
I don't know. I've been trying to just get things straight in my head.
And so you show up at my office and make this huge display?
Avery, I am here because I want to fix things with you. The new branch is set up, and I've asked my boss to let me commute from New York for a while.
Oh, so our relationship is convenient now.
No, it's not like that. Well, look, you have to admit, this does change things a little bit, right? For the better.
Do you remember what you said last time we were together? It was pretty hurtful.
Believe me, I realize now what a huge mistake I made. And I don't blame you at all for being upset. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here in New York. And I want you back in my life if you'll have me. Look, you don't have to answer me right now, okay? But please, will you just think about it?
He kisses her on the cheek.
Just give me a call when you're ready to talk, okay?
He walks out of the office. Darna enters.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sorry, he just showed up. He wanted to surprise you. I hope you're not mad.
No, of course not. Is that for me?
Oh, yes, it's the Fleury Studio business plan you asked me to print out.
Thank you so much.
I'll leave you to it then.
At the Fleury Studio, Roman instructs a group of kids, including Nikki.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep going.
David enters.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looking great. 5, 6, 7, 8. Jump. And end position. Hold it. Yes. Good job. I will see you at the theater. 6 o'clock sharp. Don't be late. Great job, Nikki.
Thank you. See you later.
It's pretty impressive. Those kids really seem to be enjoying themselves.
Well, they love it. And it keeps them off their phones for a couple of hours. Can I help you with something?
Oh, we haven't met. I'm David. Avery's David.
Oh, I see.
And you must be her dance teacher.
That's right.
Well, this is a really nice place you got here. Is this the only studio you have, or...?
For now. I'm planning on opening another dance studio in Brighton Beach. Actually, Avery's helping me with that.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Must be refreshing for her to take a break from all her multi-million-dollar deals to help you with your little business. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Roman.
I'm not sure what Avery has told you, Roman, but I'm back in Manhattan. She and I are trying to work things out. As you can imagine, she's a little vulnerable right now.
I'm just teaching her to dance.
Yeah, well, those dance lessons were meant for our wedding.
I'm aware of that.
So I'd really appreciate it if you didn't complicate things.
Like I said, we're just dancing.
Okay. Sure, I'll let you do your thing then.
David pats Roman's shoulder and leaves as the next class enters. Avery enters.
Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Very well done. I'll see you again next week.
Yes, you will.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Roman's great, isn't he?
Roman's the best.
Hello.
Do you have your shoes on?
I do.
Let's get started.
This is my last class.
Yes.
And I would like to sign up for 10 more.
I just booked a new couple in the 8 o'clock slot, so,
Okay, what about the 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
I'll have to check.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm just a little preoccupied. The investor wants to check my work before he makes a decision. So he's coming to the show on Sunday, and it's a lot of pressure, and I just...
It's amazing. He's going to be blown away.
I hope so. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
They take their positions on the dance floor. Avery puts her hand on his shoulder, which he takes and extends farther away.
Head to the left.
But you said this was a...
This is a traditional waltz, so... Head to the left.
She frowns, looking left. They waltz, a little stiffly. He keeps her at a slight distance as they dance.
Head to the left.
She begins to flush and breaks away.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm feeling kind of lightheaded.
Do you want some water?
No. It's not that. I'm fine.
Are you leaving?
I'm sorry. I can't dance right now.
Avery, don't go.
She pauses.
I forgot. I looked at your business plan and I fixed a few things, so it's ready to present.
She hands him the prospectus.
Avery,
She leaves the studio. At her office, Avery sits at her desk. Darna enters.
Just saw Bob. He said you haven't sent him the Allegro deal.
Oh, no. Today is the deadline.
You haven't finished it?
Bob, I'm so sorry. It's not quite finished yet. I don't know what to say. I have no excuse.
I don't need excuses. I need the executed documents.
And I will have them to you by this afternoon.
Okay. I'll tell the client we'll have it by end of day.
Thank you.
Bob exits.
It's going to be fine.
This has never happened to me before in my life. How could I let something this important slip? I gotta get it together.
I'll grab my laptop. Back in a sec.
Thank you so much, Darna.
Elsewhere, Bob waits. It's 4:45.
Bob,
Avery enters.
Okay, I'll get it out now.
I'm so sorry.
As long as it never happens again.
Of course.
I'll see you after the new year.
They separate. Avery returns to Darna in her office.
How was he?
Well, he said I'll see you next year, so I guess I'm not fired. That was terrifying.
Yes, it was.
I wanted to give you this. That's your bonus check.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Avery.
Merry Christmas.
Darna leaves. Avery looks at the roses on her cabinet. She picks up her phone and dials.
David, hi.
Elsewhere, David sits alone at a bar. Avery enters.
Hey.
Hey.
Busy day?
Oh, I can't even describe it.
Well, I am very happy to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
I was afraid the flowers were a bit much, though.
They were a statement.
Of how I feel about you.
It's just a lot to process, the whole idea of you being back.
What have you come up with?
I don't know. I honestly, my head is spinning.
Well, let me help you get things back on track, then.
Give us another chance. You know we make sense together. All you have to do is say the word. Let me give you the storybook Christmas wedding you've always dreamt of.
He pulls out her engagement ring box.
So much has changed.
I know you're really into this whole ballroom thing and you've been spending a lot of time with your teacher.
Dance has been a lifesaver. And Roman has, he's turned into a very good friend.
I'm sure he has been, especially since he gets a free lawyer in the process.
What does that mean?
Just that he's pretty clever for a guy who can't figure out how to open up a second dance school.
How do you know about that? Did you talk to Roman?
I stopped by the studio.
And what did you say to him?
Does it matter?
Yes, answer the question.
I told him that I was back in the picture.
You're not back in the picture.
Avery, I did this for us.
No, I did it for you. You did it to get what you want. You know what you always forget is, I have a choice in this too.
Come on.
No, David, it's not gonna work.
She closes the ring box.
I'm sorry, but it's over. Goodbye.
She stands and leaves. Outside, evening, she waves for a taxi.
Roman, please answer.
At home, Roman works at his laptop. He sees a cell phone call from Avery.
You've reached Roman Davidoff's voicemail. Please go ahead and leave me a message. Many thanks.
She gets into a taxi. Daytime. At home, Roman answers his phone.
Alina?
Hey, how'd it go with the tailor? Were you able to get those tux pants fixed?
Yes, tux is pressed, fixed, and ready for showtime.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Really? You don't sound very excited.
I found out that Avery is back with her fiancé, David.
Are you sure?
He came by the studio. Tell me, personally.
Are you gonna talk to her about it?
Well, nothing to say.
You can't just let this go. Avery never even said anything about this.
How do you know this David's even telling the truth?
Well, it's not my place to get in the middle. Oh, am I still collecting Nikki on the way to the theater?
Yes, please. I'll come in straight from the salon.
That sounds good.
But Roman,
maybe just think about what I said about Avery.
Okay.
Roman hangs up. At home, Avery sits alone at her kitchen counter, drinking from a mug. She examines and opens the nesting dolls Roman got her. She looks at them sitting on her counter. She looks at the tickets for the Christmas waltz beside. At the theater, Roman and Nikki enter a large, opulent, empty theater and walk down the aisle.
This is it, Nikki. Palace Theater. You made it to the big time.
The stage is huge.
You want to try it out?
Can I?
Go ahead.
Nikki runs up onto the stage. He does a few acrobatic moves, including a flip.
Show off. This is just the beginning, Nikki. There are so many wonderful things ahead for you, young man. Come on. I'll show you to your dressing room.
Thanks.
Molly enters Avery's house.
Oh, snowing like crazy out there. Did I go overboard?
Oh, no, you look amazing.
Why are you dressed for the show?
I'm having motivational problems. I saw David on Friday. I broke up with him.
But I thought it was already over between you two.
It really is this time. Do you know, he went behind my back and told Roman we were back together. And now Roman isn't taking my calls, and I just feel like I've messed up everything.
That's because Dave has put you into another tailspin. You need to take control back. So, we are going to the Christmas Waltz show. It is going to be inspiring and wonderful. And you can talk to Roman afterwards and explain. He will understand.
Do you really think he will?
Yes, but you have to get dressed right now or we're gonna miss the whole thing. And you need to wear something fabulous because I am teetering on the precipice of being overdressed here.
Never.
At the theater, Roman sits at a makeup counter.
Alina, please tell me you're close.
I'm in a total gridlock. There's a truck broken down up ahead and they've blocked off all the lanes.
How are Nikki and the kids doing?
Excited, they're warming up.
Oh, that's good. I don't know, Roman.
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Stay positive. Keep me posted, okay?
Roman sighs. Molly and Avery enter the theater.
Wow, now this is a lobby. Aren't you glad we got dressed up?
Yes, you were right, of course. Okay, we just need to find a coat check, and I'm sure my parents have been here for at least half an hour. Oh, there it is.
Backstage is bustling.
I'm so nervous.
Getting close, everyone. Getting close.
A stage manager approaches Roman.
Your investor's here.
A man enters.
Roman.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for coming.
I'm really excited to see your work on stage.
Yeah, I know the kids have been working really hard. I think you guys enjoy it.
Oh, and I've got that business plan for you. So,
I look forward to checking it out. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Any news on Alina?
She just called in. It doesn't look good.
Oh, God, darling.
You two look lovely.
Thank you.
Great seats, Avery.
Avery and Molly take their seats. Avery checks her phone. A text reads, Alina isn't going to make it. Can you please come backstage ASAP?
Oh, it's a text from Roman.
What?
Sounds urgent. I'll be right back.
Avery stands and leaves. On stage, the kids' number begins. Nikki leads four other students in a jerky Christmas march. They are dressed in similar costumes to the prop nutcrackers surrounding them. Nikki does a series of leaps. Backstage, Avery approaches Roman.
Avery.
Alina
is stuck in a traffic jam. She can't get into the city.
Well, how can I help?
Will you dance a number with me?
I don't even know if I would remember the choreography. I don't want to ruin this performance for you.
You can do this. Avery, I believe in you.
On stage, Nikki and the dancers spin and leap. Avery and Roman watch from the wings. The kids dance energetically. Nikki finishes a combination with a flip, then joins the rest of the kids, who pose. The kids bow and exit the stage. Nikki runs to Roman.
Amazing, Nikki. I am so proud of you.
Thanks. Where's my mom?
Let me just talk to him for a second. Your mom is fine. She's just stuck in traffic. Avery's gonna dance a number with me. Okay.
Nikki smiles. Nikki helps Roman into a jacket.
Okay. Roman, Avery, you guys are up after this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Avery, I'm sorry for the way I treated you the other night.
You don't have to apologize. I found out that David came to see you at the studio.
Yes, and he told me that the two of you are back together.
That's a lie. We're not back together.
You're not?
No, and we never will be, because I'm not the same person I was when I walked into your studio.
No. You're a much better dancer.
Trust my partner.
And your partner trusts you. Now you ready?
Can't believe I'm saying this, but yes. I am ready.
Roman extends the hand, and they walk onto the stage. Avery's parents and Molly gasp when Avery enters.
It's Avery.
Roman extends his hand, and Roman and Avery begin to waltz. They dance together in broad extended moves. Avery's parents smile. Avery spins away from Roman, then they join hands. The investor and his guests smile as they watch. Lights on stage change and become more colorful. Roman lifts Avery and spins her. Roman and Avery link up in frame again. They waltz around the stage. He dips her. They prep for the flying pretzel and execute it flawlessly. Backstage, Nikki's eyebrows raise. Roman cradles Avery and spins her. Molly covers her mouth. The waltz slows. Roman spins Avery, and they face each other. They kiss passionately. The kiss ends. They step forward and address the audience. Roman stands back to let Avery bow. She indicates Roman, and he bows.